Listening Library presents The Left-Handed Booksellers of London by Garth Nix. Read for you by Marisa Carlin. To Anna, Thomas, and Edward. My parents, Henry and Catherine Nix. My brothers, Simon and Jonathan, and their families. And to all my family and friends. This story takes place in a version of England in the year 1983, but it is not entirely as those who were alive then will remember, or those with a historical bent can check up on. But which is real? Prologue. It was 5:42 a.m. on May Day, 1983, in the west of England, and a sliver of the sun had edged above the ridge. But it was still cool and almost dark in the shallow valley, where the brook ran clear and straight, until it made a sweeping left-hand curve before the weir a mile farther downstream. A bridge of three planks crossed the brook near a farmhouse, carrying the footpath to the farther side, diverting walkers away. Not that this path was ever well-travelled. Walkers somehow failed to see the start of this particular path, under the ancient oak next to the crossroad, at the hamlet near the weir. A young woman came out of the farmhouse, yawning, her eyes half shut, her mind still mostly lost in a dream that had seemed so real. Susan Arkshaw, who had turned 18 years old as of 2 minutes ago, was striking rather than immediately attractive, with her vibrant black eyebrows in stark contrast to her closely razored head, the stubble dyed white blonde. She wore a 1968 Jimi Hendrix summer tour t-shirt.